Big news in the NFL. The owners' meetings running in Phoenix this week, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And yesterday, they approved the Raiders' move to Las Vegas. There's a lot on the docket. And joining us now on the ticket hotline from Phoenix is the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. Good morning to you.
Well, you certainly have a lot to talk about out there.
Well, I do. Okay. And, we have certainly been talking about a lot of things. And I tell you this, I'm a person who admits my mistakes, and I've been wrong about a few things in my life. One, that you can get a convincing hairpiece for under $100. I'm wrong about that. Two, that strippers are telling you the truth when they say they're not going to put anything on Facebook. And three, that Tony Romo was going to have some trade value. I was just wrong on that.
Not much happening on that front, huh?
Boy, I tell you something, George. This trade market for Tony Romo is about as flat as an Odessa ski slope.
No action.
And it's really affecting my family, too. As a matter of fact, Jerry Jr. can't even trade his Tony Romo football card away to any of his fellow third graders.
Oh, that's God. Really tough for him.
No market there.
Well, why don't you just release him then? You'll have some salary cap room, and then Tony could go wherever he wanted to.
Why don't you shut your non-bottom hole?
Well, it's just a suggestion.
Well, listen, you weren't really good enough for PA, much less being in the war room here.
Well, that's probably true, but
I'm funning with you, George.
Well, that's
drink.
Okay.
Sit down, have a drink. What you drinking?
Well, nothing right now.
Hey, I tell you who else nobody wants.
Who?
My head coach.
What do you mean?
Been shopping him around for a while, too.
You can't trade a head coach.
Yeah, but he's like a new car loan. No interest.
Oh,
no
interest. Gosh. Well, maybe it's part of the do-right deal, though. I think you ought to do right by Tony. I think he expects to be a free agent and out there looking for a team.
Yeah, the do-right deal only works one way.
No.
He's just got to do right by me. I don't have to do right by him.
You have paid him a lot of money over the years.
I have, yeah, and I think that's me doing right by him, was giving him that ridiculous contract that I've regretted ever since.
Yeah, $100 million and not a Super Bowl to show for it, I don't guess.
Hey, can I tell you something?
No.
I love these owner meetings.
You do?
I love the owner's meetings, yeah. Now that I'm a Hall of Famer, I walk a little bit taller around here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. Your first one as a Hall of Famer.
That's right. I tell people what to do. I make all the other owners do all my bidding for me, pick up my dry cleaning, fax things for me. I'm basically the norm of NFL owners.
That does sound like norm.
Make everybody do everything for me, and I just treat them all as if they're young, handsome interns that are white. That's what Norm likes, right?
Yeah, well, yes.
But I think we're going a different direction now.
Lately, yes.
How would you know that? So, hey, what about the Raiders moving to Vegas? That's pretty big news.
You don't think I'm not going to enjoy them Raiders being in Vegas? I am. You bet I am very much.
So you voted for it, I guess.
I voted triple thumbs up.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about getting them Raiders moved over to the NFC East so I can get a few sneak outs to Vegas every year.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I love to gamble. I'm a wildcatter at heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, remember, I wanted to take Johnny Football. I love wild-ass bets. And that.
Yeah, you want the glory hole, as you've said before.
I love getting glory holes. That's why Gene hates me. And Gene's going to hate this, Raiders in Vegas, because I get to get out there. Did I ever tell you about the time I got into gambling debt so bad that Gene had to cut up my credit cards?
We heard a similar story.
That's not the exact story you told
it
us.
It happened the day after the Love Field incident.
No.
I was always getting my credit cards cut up back in.
Yeah.
Back in.
What?
What?
Huh?
Huh? Anyway, I got to get out of here. I got to get Jerry Jr. loaded up in the station wagon, and one of his little buddies is having a Buzz Lightyear party.
Oh, okay. That's nice. That sounds like fun. See ya. There goes Jerry.